afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Andy Collinsworth here from Sonoma State University. I'm really pleased to be able to hear your performance at the CNEA Band and Orchestra Festival here at Cal State East Bay. Looks like you have a really great set. You look great up on the stage. It's so wonderful to see your full instrumentation. Here we go with Variation Overture. Make sure that the snare drum is right there on me. There we go. Yeah, one of the challenges with this piece is the intonation on inverted chords. This reminds me a lot of dedicatory overture. He's kind of borrowed from himself. We have a unified sense of release points on the staccato quarters. I like a little bit of space between the notes. I would say 80% note, 20% space. Da, 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 da. Here, I would lengthen beat 4 of this. Da, 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 da. Da, da. Make beat 4 belong to the next measure. Energize the dotted rhythms, guys. Long notes in the middles of phrases need air direction, dynamic direction. Third clarinet, second clarinet's back down in that shallow register. Play with a full, rich sound. Play a little louder than the first clarinet's there, and I think the balance will come out here the way you'd want it in the hall. Yeah, brass players, trombones, horns, when you release, try to put your breathing points after the staccato note and not after the half note so that you unify and link these measures. Good, I like that. A little bit of stretch there. Very musical. Difficult tuning there. Yeah. Nice. Okay, trumpet. Hearing the start of a vibrato. Keep developing that vibrato. Good. Just make sure you speed up the wavelength of the vibrato as you develop and mature that sound in that vibrato. Good. All woodwinds have to make sure that we have our phrasing and breathing points together here. The melodic woodwinds, that is at measure 81. No break. Yeah, I'd think about this as 4-measure phrasing for sure. So here, you guys are ready for some elements related to chord tuning. You have a major chord at measure 89, E-flat major. The G of that chord is the third, and it has to be played a little on the low side in order to sound in tune. It's a really great book out there by Shelley Jagow, dealing with a woodwind intonation of wind instruments, not just woodwinds, but all winds. And It's a good resource for teachers, and it helps with teaching chord intonation, and it really puts frames it in better words than I could ever say, why it is that we have to use just intonation to tune chords. Air up trumpets. Yeah, the D flat chords, concert D flat chords, are a little bit lacking in intonation. The placement of the slides on D flat versus the second valve E flat in the cornets, which is kind of a flat partial. Trombone, we're a little bit sharp on the D flat, so we had kind of a bouquet of intonation, so to speak. Good work here, low brass and low reeds. Good balance in the percussion. Trumpets, this is a demanding piece for your chops here. Keep the space open between your lips for good intonation on those G's. Yeah, we want the fifth of the chord, which is what that G is, it's concert F, to be a little bit sharp, but I think we're overdoing it just a bit, and I think it's probably just mostly fatigue. That, you know, this is really a high school level piece that you're playing, this this variation overture, you know, the demands of the piece are pretty taxing on chops. You're doing a lot of really good things with it, and you guys are ready. And you know, in this next stage of the development of your musicianship, is really dealing with chord tuning and intervallic tuning. Making adjustments that way. And this piece also, I mean, there's a lot of places too where it's, you know, it's exploring, you know, upper or extreme upper or lower ends of ranges depending on what kind of instrument you are. Okay, air for band. This is another one that's way more difficult than it appears. Guys, make sure that you breathe in time. So if the tempos do breathe, your breath has to be a full quarter note at that tempo. Breathe in time, play in time. Clarinets on these throat tone B flats, add some fingers. You can do one of two things. Add the three fingers of the right hand, including the C key with your right hand pinky, or finger the B flat as normal and add the second and third fingers of the left hand. Don't do both left and right though. You want those, that A and the B flat, to have a little bit thicker timbre, darker timbre, and better pitch center. Okay, you're doing a lot of really musical things at the ends of phrases. Good work in that bass line, that descending diatonic line. Very nice. Okay, two things. Commit to the end of the note, folks. And if you don't make it all the way, fake it till you make it with your posture. Secondly, you really have to make some adjustments with your slides and your embouchures, tuning slides and the trumpets, to get that concert C together. And I know you're aware of this, you just have to keep working. Advocate for just having the snare drum not re-articulate the rolls. I would just play that all as one role. It sounds a little goofy having a gap between her. Not your fault. It's just the way it's written. Guys, anytime you have a suspension, which is a note that's tied across the bar line, that's a great place to add a little bit of crescendo. Suspensions are typically notes that are not chord tones, and then they resolve to become a chord tone. And it provides a little bit of tension, and you can add to that tension by adding a little bit of crescendo. La yadido. Yeah, that little 4-3 gesture there. One bar before D. Make sure that we're really precise with our finger movements there in the horns. And saxes to get that pinky down on the G sharp again. Move the tempo a little bit quicker here. Yeah, this is now all of a sudden a key of C major. I think it really lends itself to just a little bit more freedom and forward motion. And then, of course, this measure right here, you can add a grandioso retard. Like you just did here, I think if it was moving a little quicker at letter E, it would provide a nice musical contrast. Good release. Boy, this is one of the best renditions that I've heard of this piece. Typically, I hear this piece or I look at it and I cringe because I hear so many people play it in an unelegant manner, and they don't do a lot of the flexible things that you're doing with the tempo that you need to do to really have a successful and musical rendering. I've said it before to the other groups that Mr. Conway's led at Hopkins. But I'm just so impressed with his teaching. It's evident through the musicianship, the quality of groups, and the numbers of people in the program that you have a really terrific music teacher standing in front of you. How lucky for you. He's one of our best. You know, I love that you're set here, and I really like this Talus Prelude by Doug Akey. Here we go. Okay, again, breathe in time, play in time. The breath must be in the same tempo and the same style as whatever you're going to play. Good quality of tack, clarinets, well done, sneaking in. Absolutely smooth, effortless slide movements, trombones, super soft consonant, so no T style attacks here, N. Make sure that everybody subordinates their dynamic to the melodic and moving lines in the upper woodwinds. Okay, two things. Make sure we unify the breath so that we've got two distinct phrases there. Secondly, we need a softer consonant so that we have a little bit more liquid fluidity in the articulation. Good. Okay, nice. a xylophone and woodwind lines. Da, 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 da. Yeah, it's kind of like that America, that oscillation between 6/8 and 3/4. Good work, woodwinds. Beautiful. Okay, my question to the trombones and other people who are playing harmonic rhythm, can you hear the melody in the upper woodwinds clearly? If the answer is I'm not sure, I can't really hear it as I'm playing, you have to adjust your dynamic softer. I'd like to hear more prominence from the xylophone. Use your hardest mallets possible. Maybe the black polyphenol mallets as compared to the white. The white tend to be a little bit softer than the black. More chimes. Let's not put a gap after the tide notes in those figures. Yeah, and keep the energy in the air going, crescendo through that last measure to the release. Tuba, I'd like to maybe hear just a little bit wetter release from you. So not such an abrupt stop, and that'll, I think, will give your release a little bit more resonance. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of really great things. You've got attention to rhythmically precise details, articulations, with the few exceptions that I noted. Musicianship, there's a lot of ebb and flow and elasticity and tempo that's rarely found, with middle school groups. Doing a lot of things really great. Beautiful sound, ensemble sound. I'm hoping that some of the comments that I made along the way during your performance will help you towards a future performance and towards the development of your musicianship. Thank you so much for performing today. And again, congratulations, hats off to your teacher. He's doing a great job with you. Thanks again.